Hey everybody, it's Todd Hartley, and recognizing that we're going through an unusual amount of stress right now in all of our lives, and recognizing that the anxiety is also at peak levels, I wanted to give you a little bonus episode. I wanted to talk with Dylan Ali, and he is a speaker and a spiritual guru, a transformational coach. And so Dylan and I sit down, we have a quick conversation that you can use to help fuel and empower yourself and your loved ones during this coronavirus pandemic that is changing all of our lives. If you could, let's drop that music right here. Let's get this show opened and hit it.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right. Thank you for joining me on a bonus episode of Video Marketing Mastery. I'm going to sit down with Dylan Ali. And you'll notice throughout this interview that I just botched his name. I called him Dylan the whole time. Didn't even realize I was doing it. And I know them times they are a-changing, but I should be able to get Dylan's name dialed in. Boom. All right. Enough corn, Todd. Let's get right down to that interview.
Hi, and thank you for joining me right here on a simulcast. This is going live right now on LinkedIn and Facebook on a variety of different channels. You know, we're going through a really uncommon time, and most of us are in a new world. Like, this is a whole new experience for us, and we're feeling a bit out of control and uncertain about what's next in our life. And if this sounds about right for you, well, this conversation was tailor-made for people like you and people like me. Look behind me. This is my office. I should have 20 people in here working. I'm an entrepreneur. Every day I'm going the wrong direction financially as this thing plays out. But my biggest priority is to stabilize me, to stabilize my team, to get us through this time. And in order to help you also be stabilized, I'm joined right now by Dylan Ali. Dylan is a speaker and a coach. Dylan, welcome to the Toddcast.
Todd, thank you for having me on, man, brother. It's a privilege and an honor to be here today. And I'm looking forward to jumping into a little dialogue.
Okay, a lot of uncertainty. Our whole experience right now is uncertainty. But I think if I'm honest with you, much of my life really is uncertainty. And the more that we get comfortable and the more we learn tricks to create stability or deepen our breath or to tame our nervous system, the easier it will be for us to guide and advise other people. Do you buy all that?
Absolutely, 100%. You know, the average person is taking anywhere from 12 to 25 breaths per minute. Right now, I would say that we are in this heightened state of alertness, right? We are in absolute alpha brain. The problem with that, though, is that we've activated the sympathetic nervous system. So we're all in fight or flight. So I would dare say that we're probably closer to 25, 30 breaths per minute. And so as we're doing that, that's really great. So back in the day when we had to go out and hunt for our food and build a fire and protect our cave, fight or flight was great. But now, you know, the big saber-toothed tiger is a spreadsheet or the PowerPoint, or in this case, it's what's going on with coronavirus. Right. And so, yes, we have to be in this quote-unquote survival mode, but we also need to allow our bodies to de-escalate and come back down. So by shortening that breath, if you can literally take that breath and cut it in half from 12 to 25 to, you know, 6 to 12 breaths per minute, now you have space. Now you have space to breathe. Now you let your body rearticulate. You let the nervous system relax, decompress a little bit. You let your body, your mind, your soul relax. And now you're prepared to move forward in a sensible manner. Right.
All right. So let's stop right here. And for those that are just checking in, I see people popping in on a variety of different channels. Feel free to submit in questions. But what we really want you to get out of this are the tools to providing greater stability in your life. And often it starts with little tricks like Dylan's going to talk with you about. And this day for me on LinkedIn is really going to be devoted to helping all of you find greater stability. Coming up later on today, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 Pacific time. See, I did that math in my head. See,
beautiful.
I did that.
Beautiful.
Rockstar brain. We're going to be doing a live yoga class right here in the middle of the office featuring my wife. But Dylan's here to give you the skills to be able to slow down. Let's talk about the breath and the nervous system and what the connection is and how each of us can be our own best friends by regaining control of the breath and then influencing the nervous system. You down with that?
Yes, absolutely. So I grabbed my phone. So for anyone that's listening or watching, you can grab a phone and go through this exercise with us, table it, and you can use it at any point throughout the day. So let's talk about the nervous system, the parasympathetic nervous system, the part of your body that's responsible for bringing you down into that calm state. By controlling the breath, you activate the vagus nerve. The vagus nerve releases the chemicals. So if you're willing to play a game, we'll do this for 1 minute and we'll walk through this. If you've got 1 minute in your day, you can find calm, you can find peace, you can find solitude. You willing to play?
Oh, I am down.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to set the old timer here for just stopwatch or whatever. We're going to go 1 minute and we're going to take 5 seconds to inhale, 5 seconds to exhale. There's not going to be a hold in between. So it's going to look like this.
Mm-hmm. Just balanced.
Just balance, not a box, not anything more than just simple balance breathing. And so let's just go through that for 1 minute right now and see what this feels like. You game?
Oh, I'm all down.
Right. Here we go. We're going to start. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale.
Dylan, in the background, you keep doing this. I'm just going to do a little something to the audience. Okay, as a former live talk show host, I know that I need to make sure that you guys realize that we're giving you the skills right now to do this on your own. Follow Dylan's guidance because as your buttons get pushed, as instability creates, this is what you're going to fall back on.
Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. And we're at 1 minute.
Beautiful.
1 minute.
I felt an enormous change, not only in my energy, but my thought patterns. What's the connection there?
Yes. The way we feel is the way we think. So our bodies right now, you know, there's a lot of people that are going to suffer some ailments, some illnesses, high blood pressure, things like that out of this. But we always say our body is our mind. What we forget is our mind is our emotion. So by controlling the breath, you control the way you feel. By controlling the way you feel, you control the way you think. By controlling the way you think, now you control the way you act and you control your reality.
I love it. Dylan, my grandfather was an early pioneer of American metaphysics, studied with people like Edgar Cayce and Maxwell Maltz, and he would always tell me in the car, the mind leads the body, not the body, not the mind leads the body, not the body leading the mind.
Correct.
So this right here is just a great exercise to help us regain control of our mind so our mind can start influencing our body, right?
Yes, but even deeper, I really want to make sure that the audience here recognizes that this is not about discipline. This is not about mindset. This is about taking it deeper to the root of where the mindset comes from. This is addressing the emotion set, the emotional piece. This is getting down. When you get down to 6 breaths per minute, you have space. You hear the birds chirping, right? You have awareness, so you know what's going on in your body. You get in tune with your emotions. So if you've ever done any extensive breath work or yoga or meditation, you may get very emotional. Because as you settle and as the mind settles, those emotions start to come up. And so all of those things that we have suppressed and pushed away for years, those emotional traumas and attachments, they come up. The beauty of breath is it allows you to release and allows that flow to go through you. And now we can release that pain. We can release that suffering. We can release that anxiety. So with these tools that we're working on today, these are simply band-aids to help you get to that piece so that you can help that mental stress of what's going on today. And we can move forward with emotional intelligence.
Beautiful. The emotional intelligence is really the one that's going to help you do the navigation.
Absolutely. It is the core of everything, right? The mind is what makes the body, the machine work.
Yes.
But the emotional intelligence is what writes the software and what gives you the ability to rewrite the software.
And what we're seeing on Facebook and on Twitter and Instagram, as people are rushing to the stores, they're in the fight or flight mode.
Yes.
They're doing the short breaths, 20, 30 short breaths in a minute, as opposed to your recommendation of doing 6 or 10 really nice, deep, long breaths that allow you to regain control in your life. I think that's what you're saying, right?
That's absolutely what I'm saying. So when we're looking at the mass hysteria that's going on right now, you know, the toilet paper craze, it is coming from a place of scarcity, which is a place of fear. And simply what I'm offering is tools to allow us to be in the place of love, which means that we're in a place of abundance. So if I know that all my needs, all my desires are always met and always taken care of, I don't need a basement full of toilet paper.
Right.
What that also leads to is compassion and caring for our brothers and sisters, our fellow humans. And now, instead of buying 10 cases, I buy one that I need, and I know that 9 other families are taken care of. Right. So I think this is a great opportunity for us to take control, regain control of ourselves. And I always say, you start here, then that love spreads to your family, your home, your neighborhood, your block, your region, your state, your country. And this is how we change the world. We're at a pivot point in the world right now. We're consumed with fear and anxiety. I get that. But we all have an individual opportunity and an obligation to ourselves and our future generations to lead with love. And when we create this space, we can lead with that love. So now we can impact the outcome and the future outcome.
I think our goal, based on what you're saying, is to create that stability within ourselves so we can lead others.
Absolutely.
Right? And that comes from love, but for self-love, and
yes,
the way you, I love this part, because if you guys just rewind, recognize that Dylan gave you the tools right here on one hand, and you don't ever have to think about bringing it with you. It's always right here. So when you find that you're up the creek without the paddle, go back to this, do your counts of 5, and then regain control, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what this does, this starts to build a space. And now as you start to build a space, you're no longer shooting from the hip, right? You're not reacting to life. You have time to articulate and respond to life. And so now things get a little bit smoother. Now think about this. If you're able to keep calm in this storm, when you're back to 20 people behind you in your office and things are going crazy and you have too many projects coming in and you're like, oh my gosh, how am I going to collect all this money? You breathe and you take them down one at a time. And you collect the POs and you grow your revenues and you add value and you add services. And this is how the world continues to move along.
That's really cool. Look, we just got Raymond Lee just posted a comment. Ever had that feeling when you're in an accident and everything seems to go in slow motion? It's the opposite of that. Bigger awareness and connection. And I believe that's what you're advising us for, right?
Absolutely. It's bigger awareness. It's being aware of self, right? And recognizing the role that I play in all this. And now when my cup is full, now I can fill others' cups and I can,
yes,
pour into others. And this is how we rebuild everything. We fill our cups and we pour, and then we overpour into others' cups, and then they pass it on. And as they pass it on, we grow, we grow, we grow. And all of a sudden, out of this chaos that we're in right now, we find the light and we find something beautiful on the other side.
Dylan, I recently discovered you on LinkedIn, and just like good friends, you know, when the mind is still, the universe provides, right?
And yes,
I started following you. I started getting influenced by you. We have similar mindsets, but we're doing completely different things on the LinkedIn platform. But it sounds like there is such a big need in the business world to have a coach, a guru, a spiritual guide through these troubling times. Are you seeing that people are leaning in now, looking for this more than ever?
Yes, I think more than ever. What we're seeing is, you know, as you know, The workforce today, by the end of this year, is estimated to be 58% millennials, right? And so when you look at Gen Xers and boomers, my generation versus millennials, the millennial culture is a lot more consciously aware. And I think that has a lot to do with the psychology of what you and I went through in the recessions in our kids, right? And how they were upbringing, how their upbringing was and what have you. So we're dealing with more of a conscious generation. And now that the workforce is becoming more conscious, I think the hybrid leaders is what I call them. The ones that have the philosophy as East and West.
Yes.
I think those are the future generations. Those are the future leaders. And so for me, what I find is that there are many leaders looking to up their game. They know really well how to, you know, do the 7 highly habits of successful people. They know how to what to do when their cheese gets moved, right? They know what to do in the first 90 days. But now I find that leaders are wanting to get more connected with themselves and knowing who they are, because they find that when their cups are full, they can pour into their team.
All right, Dylan Ali is joining me right now live on multiple platforms. Dylan, so we've got the breath technique. Mm-hmm. What are give me another tip that somebody could use throughout this time of uncertainty to create more stability in their life?
Go back to discipline, right? So it comes down to, before there's anything else, there's discipline. Before there's commitment, there's discipline. There's an alarm clock that goes off at 4:30 in the morning that says, get your butt out of bed.
Yes.
That's discipline. So I would say one of the things that can really be impactful now before you can get to that layer of emotional commitment is literally just pen and paper, right? Bring out the pen and paper, create a calendar, create a discipline, create an itinerary for the day and just stick to it. I like to use 30-minute blocks. Mm-hmm. So it's funny. Sometimes I'll say to my wife, I'm going to the gym. And she says, are you going for 1 or 2 blocks?
Yes.
So that says I'm going for 30 minutes or an hour. When
yes.
I can get that level of discipline, now I can have a level of accountability against my productivity. Now I can measure. Same thing I can do with myself. If I create discipline around doing some breath work, spending some time to read, going outside to get some vitamin D from the sun, right? These are all things that we need to take in consideration in putting discipline around our own well-being right now in this moment.
Beautiful. I look at it like, and I'm going to be real candid because I don't filter much because I want people to get the real sense of where I'm coming from. I've discovered that I am a really sweet, loving guy and leader if I do certain things the right way.
Yes.
And if I don't do certain things the right way, I may feel loving on the inside, but I may be an ass to people and not even know it. Okay. I mean, this is just me being candid. This is my big discovery of the last 5 to 7 years. And as a business leader, I realize that I have to do my discipline in order to be the Todd that I'm proud of. I have to do fitness first before I walk in the door, before I get around any of my colleagues or clients, because I need to feel chill on the inside, which means for me a daily commitment of getting up and going on a 3-mile run or working out before I get into this room. And what I've noticed is fitness first is caring for me, is self-love first before I can love and care for other people. Because if I don't care for me first, I'm a little irritated all day that I neglected myself.
Yes, that resentment, guilt and resentment is something that we carry, especially as men, right? And when you
right.
look at being responsible for 20 people in their families, that's a lot of guilt and a lot of resentment.
Yes.
And so you give, you give, you give. And if you don't get back, that starts to build. Now what happens is our body starts to lock up and those emotions start to get blocked and clogged and those channels aren't moving. And then it turns into, you know, I need a pill for this or I need a pill for that. And then it's a physical ailment. And so I love the physical piece of it. So many of us recognize and identify with that. For me, it's 4 pillars. It's spiritual, mental, physical, and emotional. Right?
Yep.
So part of that physical piece is I wake up and I work out every morning, right? I hit cardio and I lift weights 3 days a week, right? Then I've got the mental piece of it, which is anything that I choose to consume, podcasts, right? This is mental right now.
Right.
Then I've got the spiritual piece of it, which is a lot of my breath work and meditation, which taps into the emotional piece of it. There are days in my morning routine where I actually schedule time to cry. I will listen to a song that I know will trigger an emotion, because when I cry and allow those emotions to move through me, that's how I build that emotional health. Now, when I step forward and I'm a leader, people will follow, because they're not going to follow my words or my actions. They're going to follow my energy. And when I align my physical, my mental, my spiritual, and my emotional, all those energies are in alignment, I'm operating out of my very best state. And now I can truly lead those who are going to follow.
Yes. Yes. As I'm hearing you talk, I'm thinking about the first act of the heart. The first act of the heart, you know, the heart is the primary organ. But the first thing the heart does, it doesn't go around and feed all the other organs first. Its first squeeze is it takes blood that is oxygen depleted, pumps it into the lungs, and then pushes it back through the heart.
Yes.
So it cares and nurtures itself before the rest of the system. And that's why it's essential. Oh, the other part about the morning is it's the only time you really own.
Absolutely. That's why the morning routine is so key.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So now that we're in this world where we're all kind of quarantined in our own bubbles, yeah, how important is it for people to find that fitness and start developing their routine, the breath, the exercise, the mind-body connection before the quarantine ends, so they can stabilize other people, but then when they get back into the normal world, they can be several steps forward. Can you guide and advise on that?
Absolutely. First, I'll say is, you know, regardless if we stay quarantined for 21, 66, or 90 days, whichever you subscribe to, we have the ability to walk out of things with brand new habits.
Yes.
Thus, brand new reality. So, you know that promotion you couldn't get before? Guess what? Now you can work on yourself and you can walk in with the confidence to get that promotion. So I would say that right now with this quarantine, it's great because we have that thing called grace. If we wake up late, if we mess up on our routine, we're not going to be late to work, right?
Right.
So pick a time that's work for you. I'll give you my example. I wake up at 3:30 every morning. I wake up, I go down, I have a cup of coffee. I just started a new part of my routine because immune system is so important right now that every morning I now go outside, and this morning the water was 28 degrees. I cold plunge at 28 degrees.
Beautiful.
And I come in and I do my breath work, my meditation, right? Now, let's just say the gym is going to be closed. So no longer while I go to the gym, I've got equipment at home. I've got logs in the backyard, right? I've got a heavy bag in the basement. I've got a couple of dumbbells. So I can work on my immune system. I can work on my body. I can spend some time reading in the mornings. I can listen to podcasts. Again, back to my routine, right? So it's 3:30 wake up. It's coffee. It's breath work, meditation. I go outside. I cold plunge. I sit in front of the fireplace for a little bit. I warm up. I do that a few times. I hit the gym. I get a workout in. By the time I walk into the door at 7:30, I'm in the very best state for my wife and son.
Peak state for the most important people in the world.
Absolutely. So now, how does this look when you've created this routine? Now, when the quarantine is lifted, you're not rushing out the door at 8 o'clock anymore because you've taken time to spend. You've taken time to spend with yourself to feed yourself. You've taken time to spend with your family, feed them love. Now you're no longer in Monday morning traffic speeding to work, right? You're nice and calm and relaxed. So now when you set your day in this tone, guess what? You own the day. The day does not own you.
Mm-hmm. I love it. You know, what you're really saying is very similar. By the way, I'm one of the marketing advisor for Tony Robbins. And Tony has mentioned this to us several times. Cold plunge in the morning. Don't negotiate with your body. Persevere. First step. Tell your body that you will not be negotiated with, because you know you're your best when you do certain things first thing in the morning. And really, what I love about what Dylan just mentioned is think about the most important people in your life. Your wife or your husband, your children, your parents. Think about being your best for them and not your most depleted for them. Those are the people that really deserve you at peak state. And by creating that routine, like it sounds like, Dylan, your routine happens before the most important people get up, so you can be a guiding light of inspiration and love for them. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. So, you know, most of us wake up in the morning and we've got a replay of yesterday. And so if you've had a bad day yesterday, chances are you're going to have a bad day today. So by working out in the morning and by doing my routine and setting the tone, I'm erasing, right? So I often say that I want to wake up with amnesia every day. And my morning routine is my routine and my framework for creating that amnesia. It doesn't matter how great of a husband or a father I was yesterday. I wake up and I have to start all over. Now, the flip side is, doesn't matter how horrible of a husband and a father I was yesterday, I wake up and I let it go. I don't carry that guilt and that shame, and I have today to do it all over again. The thing I love about cold is when you hit that cold and your body just wants to lock up and you just want to get out, well, what happens when you have timelines with deadlines coming up, or you have projects due and you have sick employees and the key PM is out today. And yes, what do? You stop, you control your breath, and you just relax into that water and you allow your body to just absorb all the beautiful healing energy of it.
Beautiful.
Right? And so now, even now, I still have, like, I'm amped and I cold plunged hours ago. It builds your body, builds your immune, and you're ready to go. So that's a great little secret that all of us can use, is use the weather, right? Right now, some places are still cold. Go outside, breathe in that cold air, right? It's getting into the summer months. I hear that heat kills this virus. So absolutely get outside, take your shirt off, get some sun, get some vitamin D, but use those cold plunges to shock your immune system. We are resilient. These machines that we are so resilient. We cannot let a little fear break us down.
Mm-hmm. There's so much you said that I want to comment on. And the first part is really about the how you wake up thinking about yesterday. And like, sometimes I wake up and I'm like, wasn't I pissed about something? Right. And then I start the process over of, like, my brain's totally forgot about it. Mm-hmm. But I wake up and I'm like, I think I was pissed about something. What was it? Oh, yeah, that's right. And then I start the Groundhog Day over again. Yeah. But what I loved about your comment is about how you've got that opportunity each day to start anew. And the spirit of the universe, of God or love, I've discovered is really redemption.
Yes.
So if you did screw up yesterday, today's your opportunity to put your best foot forward, right? Yes. And to redeem yourself or your company or your relationships. And those things happen really quickly. Now, there's a lot of people that could be saying, yeah, Dylan and Todd, this doesn't sound practical. I'm in an apartment building. I'm 20 floors up. So think about ways inside of your apartment that you could get yourself some additional exercise. Think about using the stairs and not the elevator. The elevator is a test tube that sick people are going to be taking, but the stairs is where you could increase your blood flow and your circulation and get some nice deep breaths. It's less traveled. Like, there's limitless opportunities for people to remove all those limiting beliefs that are keeping them stuck inside of their cabin fever, right?
Yes, absolutely. So I'll go back to, you know, I often tell my clients that, you know, I have just lived and I've had experiences and I've been able to reflect on those experiences. And now I can share those with you. So the effort is to collapse time. You don't have to wait 20 years to be old and wise and happy. You can be happy now. So I resort back to one of my experiences prior to getting into the world of sales, as I was a prison guard. And the inmates that were in administrative seg, were locked in their cells 23 out of 24 hours of the day.
Wow.
But those guys would always have the library carts coming around and they would load up on as many books as they can. And then I would walk by their cells and they would literally have their books wrapped up in their pillowcases and bed sheets and they were lifting weights. Well, they had them on their back and they were doing squats. So I say, go back to some of that prison mentality. If you're stuck on the 20th floor in that high-rise building and you don't have access to equipment, pull your bed sheet off, load it up with books, load it up with heavy items from the house, and get your body moving.
Yes.
Right? Get your body moving, because, listen, I say it all starts within, but I also recognize my own journey and how hard it was to go within. So I also recognize the value of starting without, and that means It might start with doing a couple sets of curls to exhaust your body. Now you've exhausted your mind. Now you can sit in silence and have a little peace of mind. Now that thing that was emotional can come up, right? So you can use the physical to go within, just like I talk about using within to go without. So grab some books, grab some bags, load up some suitcases. Curl those 50-pound suitcases, right? Yes. You've got opportunity around you to stay active.
Dylan, maybe people are disconnected with the concept that they're really in charge of their immune system. Are we? Yes. Do you believe that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. I believe that we are absolutely in charge of our immune system. There are things we can do. We can go get some vitamin D outside. We can take vitamin C. There are natural things that we can do. But we can control our system by the way that we breathe. For example, if you just use your nostril to breathe, right, you actually are increasing antioxidants, right? You're actually getting rid of the bad stuff that's coming through versus your throat, right? So just by changing the way that you breathe versus mouth versus nose, just by the tempo of which you breathe, can all lend to oxygenating the system, which boosts immunity, right? Oxygenating your brain, give you more clarity, right? Reduce depression, reduce anxiety. So yes, we actually have complete control.
Dylan, for people that want more Dylan, that need more stability in their life, that need a coach, a guru, an advisor, where can they get more information?
So you can find me at DylanAli.net. You can find me on LinkedIn under Dylan Ali. Follow me on other socials at Dylan D.A. Ali.
So I've been pronouncing your name wrong this whole time. Dylan is how I do it?
Dylan. So
Dylan, okay.
Think of dialing a telephone.
That's easy. Yes. I could get that dial in, right?
Yeah, but you know, my background in sales, yours in business, think dialing for dollars.
Beautiful.
Yes.
He's Dylan Ali. He's here to help us regain ourselves. In summary, remember, whenever you're feeling out of control, go back to this thing right here.
Yes.
Give yourself a 5-breath in and then a 5-breath out. Do that for a minute. Start your watch. You'll start to see your nervous system starts to slow down. You'll be wiser in the process. Dylan, thank you so much for joining me on the Toddcast. I really enjoyed this. Long overdue connecting with you. And for all of you in the audience that would like to have a practice at home today, as we're all kind of quarantined in our world, well, my wife, Wendy Hartley, is going to be here. She's going to be teaching a yoga class in this room in the middle of our office like we normally do during our office wellness time. But we're going to use it as an opportunity to give you a practice to extend what Dylan just taught and use that as an opportunity for you at home each and every day to connect in, to get yourself greater stabilization so you can be a light of love and stability for other people. On behalf of Dylan Ali, myself, Todd Hartley, and the Wirebuzz team, we wish you guys the very best. And most importantly, you know, besides the love part and the stability that you should provide others, think about how you use this quarantined opportunity, this uncertainty, as your opportunity to spring forward and be a better self, helping others. And when you get back into the office, be a continued light that'll guide people. We wish you guys all the wonderful blessings going through this and the opportunity to reconnect. Bye for now.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. I hope this interview was helpful to you. If you want to figure out what the next steps are, you know, you can find, I would recommend following Dylan on, see how I got it right there? I'd recommend that you follow Dylan on LinkedIn. This is where I follow him. I watch all of his videos. He's just offering really sage wisdom. It'd be smart for you to get some of that wisdom in your life right now. And if you need some executive leadership coaching from him, or you need somebody to help prep you and get you going or your team in the right direction, drop him a DM on LinkedIn. He'll get right back to you. And from my house to your house, I hope this message, this conversation helps you decrease anxiety and stress so you can be that leader in your home that everybody's expecting you to be. Boom.